Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Well, if there's a silver lining in the dark clouds this afternoon, it is that Radiothon is rolling on and we're doing very well, but we still need your help. Welcome back. It is the bonus hour of the Bobby Mack Show. Let's do it. Let's talk about raising money for the doctors, the nurses, the families, and the children who all come through the doors of GHS Children's Hospital each year. Some 400,000 people require treatment here at GHS Children's Hospital each year. Thanks so much for your help. Here is how you continue to help us here in the last hour of the Bobby Mack Show on this stormy Thursday. 877-719-5437 is the phone number to make a contribution to become a miracle maker for only $15 a month, or to give us a one-time donation of whatever amount you feel comfortable giving. And boy, we've had some very generous donations during the afternoon today, and we greatly appreciate them. And hey, your turn. Why should you give? Well, for one thing, it really makes you feel good. I can tell you that. 877-719-5437. You can also make a contribution by using the text line. Just text GHS to 51555. Now, in this hour, we are going shopping, and I'll give you an idea of what we're going to be shopping for. We are going to be shopping for a very worthwhile cause, something that has been going on just in recent weeks here as well at Children's Hospital, and that is the Camp Scholarships. You know that there are various camps that GHS Children's Hospital runs for these youngsters, allowing a kid to attend one of the GHS camps for free. Essentially, you are providing a scholarship for these youngsters. These include Camp Courage, Camp Love Along, and Camp Buddy, and each one of these is specially catered to kids with special health care needs that obviously otherwise would not be able to attend camp. And it's very important because so many of these youngsters, they're dealing with situations where the treatments that they're undergoing can make them appear differently than other kids. You know how kids can be. So when they're at camp and where they're with other youngsters that are going through the same circumstances they are, it's a much more comfortable environment for them. And your donations help to send youngsters to these various camps. 877-719-5437. Now, in the last hour of the program, we were doing a power hour, and that was sponsored by our friends at City Arsenal. And I mentioned a little bit about them, Bill Robinson and the gang over there, including Jay, who joins us now. Jay, how are you, man?
For having me.
Yeah, my pleasure. Great to have you here. We really appreciate the folks at City Arsenal stepping up and sponsoring the Power Hour during the last hour, because we were able to raise a pretty substantial amount of money, and each dollar that we got was doubled by the generosity of you folks at City Arsenal. For folks who may not be aware of it, you guys have undergone a pretty dramatic renovation at City Arsenal. If you went there in the old days, it would be virtually unrecognizable right now.
Yeah, I mean, the big thing for Bill and the team over at City Arsenal was to create an environment that was unique to the typical gun store shopping environment. They wanted something that wasn't going to be cold, it wasn't going to be off-putting, really open, because that's what gun shopping should be. When you're going in to make such an important decision, you want to go somewhere where you trust the staff, it's clean. It's for lack of a better word, it really is a beautiful place to come buy a gun. And you got a staff in place that's really there to custom fit you to your firearm needs. They're not trying to push a specific brand. They're not caliber snobs. They're really there to find the exact gun that you're going to use, hopefully, for fun and recreation, but God forbid you have to be in that situation, have the training there that you can get also at City Arsenal, CWP classes, all of the above,
right,
to get you all squared away and ready to go.
Yeah, and it's really important because I mentioned when we were talking off the air a few minutes ago that I was trained in the old days, back right. in the day, back before electricity was invented, in firearm safety and how to use a weapon to defend myself. But that's been so long ago, and sadly, you know, this is a skill that that depreciates, like falling off a cliff if you don't do it on a regular
that's
basis.
Right. Yep, and
that's kind of where I find myself now.
Yeah, and the big thing in it too is if you are in that pressure situation, it really is going to come down to muscle memory.
Right.
It's repetition, and actually, once you're purchasing that firearm, making sure that you go to a place where you can use it, where you can put lead down range and actually go through the battery of arms and get that understanding that in the heat of the moment, when everything else kind of goes out of the way, you've practiced enough and you're proficient enough and you're responsible enough with that firearm that you purchased, that you're ready to protect yourself.
Yeah, and you mentioned responsibility because, as was stressed to me, every bullet ends up somewhere.
That's right. That's right.
And you just want to make sure that it ends up at your intended target.
That's right.
And not in some out-of-the-way place. How long have you guys had the renovations in effect over there? When did you actually do all that work?
So the renovations have been completed for a little over a year now.
Mm-hmm.
Bought it when it used to be Allen Arms on Poinsett Highway.
Right.
Bill was working for an arms dealer here locally, and by locally it means that family was set up here in Greenville, but he was in Georgia quite a bit.
Oh, boy.
And the wife kind of made him make a decision that says, hey, guess what? We're purchasing something. We want you to stay in the industry. And it was just really fortuitous that Allen Arms became available, and Bill took it over with the intent that it was a great range, but it needed work. And once we started putting work into the range, it was a realization of, if we're going to take the time and energy to do it, let's make sure that this is a place where women feel safe. And you can bring
yes.
your kids, and they have a full range of calibers, that it really is a place where they want people to come in and start at a 22 and shoot all the way up to full auto, which
right.
is an option that they have there as well.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I've shot full auto before.
Yep.
And you just got to make sure that you're aware of the fact that it will ride up on you.
That's right. That's right. And well, you can shoot them silenced there as well. Another big thing for City Arsenal is their turnkey selection of silencers that they have in stock. Big believers that a silencer on a gun is really hearing protection for the gun. If
sure
you're
going
to practice with eyes and ears, when you go to fire the gun and it is maybe a dire situation, you don't want that loud movement of gas out of the barrel to actually startle you. So actually putting a suppressor or a silencer on your gun makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And they are completely legal. And the folks over at City Arsenal not only have the selection, the experts and staff, but it is turnkey. They'll go in there, they'll walk you through the process, fit it to your gun, and then provide you with the fingerprinting and the paperwork too.
Nice.
So that's not something on your end that you have to fill out. Once you're in the door, you're out the door, it's all submitted, you're ready to go.
Yeah, it's great. That's something that Congressman Jeff Duncan has stressed
yes.
in recent months as well. Jay with City Arsenal, you guys are great, Jay. Thanks very much for stepping up and sponsoring the Power Hour in the last hour. I know we were able to raise a substantial amount of money and double whatever we raised because of your generosity in being a sponsor for Radiothon. We greatly appreciate it.
Absolutely. It was an easy decision for us. All the money stays here. We're very proud to be a part
yeah.
of it.
Tell Bill I said hello and thanks very
Absolutely.
Much. And I'll be by to see you guys so I can scrape some of the rust off my trigger finger.
Perfect. We'll have you.
Appreciate it. Quarter after six here on the Bobby Mack Show. Take a quick break here. This is a shopping hour. We are shopping this hour to provide scholarships for youngsters to go to the various camps, Camp Courage and the others, sponsored by GHS Children's Hospital. So this would be a great time to give your money directly to this specific cause to help these youngsters be able to go to camp. They have very few opportunities, unfortunately, to act like kids and to be in kids' situations, and this is one where they can. 877-719-5437 is a number, or you can text GHS to 51555. Be right back here on the Bobby Mack Show on a stormy Thursday afternoon from GHS Children's Hospital. It's hour number four of Radiothon. Be right back. Welcome back. The stormy Thursday afternoon edition, hour number four. This is the last hour of Radiothon for me for today, so we want to finish strong. We want to send 40 kids to the various camps that GHS Children's Hospital has. The camps cost $95 a day. That would work out to 30 miracle makers that we need in this hour. The number is 877-719-5437. I wish everybody could have an opportunity to see the faces of these kids when they get to go to this these camps, and they get to go to do the things that regular kids do, because many of them, of course, because of the levels of treatment that they're undergoing, don't have an opportunity to, for lack of a better way to put it, act like kids. But when they go to these camps, they get to do exactly that. In fact, one of the camps just wrapped up last week. So what we're doing is we're financing scholarships for these youngsters to go to camp next year, and you can help provide that. 877-719-5437 is the number. Quickly to the phones we go. Bill is in Lyman Lake. Hi, Bill, and welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
Hey, my friend. How you doing?
So far, so good.
Hey, we're all vertical and still breathing. I just wanted to tell you, Bobby, you should have been, and I think you were in another life, a conical Carney Barker, because you can make up more money than Clorox has bleach.
That's a bunch.
I donated today, but I did just a straight 200 one-time gift. And I can tell you, my beloved wife that passed away at 46 years old was registered nurse in 2003. And she worked at GHS all her career. And there's a couple of angels born. They're called teachers and nurses.
Yep.
And I am so proud. You are the voice of the upstate, Buddy Rowe.
Well,
I'm not trying to pump you up. I love Vince. I love Tara. But you make the upstate vibrate. And I'm so proud of you and what you've accomplished. And I remember when you went from program director and came on the air, and I'm not supposed to do this. But you have been great for the upstate, buddy.
Well, you're very kind, Bill.
I see you every day.
I appreciate that very much. Thank you, Bill. God bless you and the memory of your late wife. And you say, you know, small $200 donation. No donation is small as far as I'm concerned. You know, if it's 50 cents or a dollar, it's more than we had before we started, and we greatly appreciate it. Thank you, Bill. Very kind. I appreciate that very much. Also joining me this afternoon is one of our sponsors who helps us out with the power hours and all the shopping that we do for the various things that we need, and that is my buddy Mills Grant with Carolina Fresh Farms, who couldn't be with us here today because he's out checking on the grass somewhere. Where are you, Mills?
I'm checking on the grass on a ridge in a little community called Girton, North Carolina. I'm actually a little R&R, Mr. Bobby Mack.
Oh, really? You mean you're actually taking some time off?
I'm attempting to take some time off.
Well, I guess that's what, in response to all the rain and the grass growing on its own, so it hasn't needed your horticultural expertise for a while.
I guess that's correct. It'll fare okay for a few days. How about that?
Mills, of course, is an expert when it comes to all things about agronomy, horticulture, with Carolina Fresh Farms. Of course, you guys have the show on Saturday morning that a lot of people listen to get advice from Mills. But for people who don't know about Carolina Fresh Farms, tell folks a little bit about who you guys are and what you do.
It's a family-owned business. Our owner is down in Orangeburg County, South Carolina. It's still with us today, I think, at the ripe age of 94.
Wow.
Been in the sod business for well over 35, probably closer to about 42, 43 years now. We farm about 2,500 acres in the state of South Carolina. And just delighted to be a part of the community. We have six retail stores across South Carolina. And it's fun to be an asset in the community to help people with landscapes, but it's also enjoyable to kind of give back in a situation like Radiothon that we have over here. So
yeah, you and
a delight to be in the state and be a part of the community.
Well, we greatly appreciate it, Mills. And you and your bride, of course, have four lovely daughters that I don't believe you all have, except for, I guess, maybe the usual childhood kind of emergencies, had to avail yourselves of Children's Hospital, have you?
And we have not, and we have been lucky in that regards. But at the same token, being parents, you know, certainly it's something that's near and dear to us.
You bet.
You know, a family having to go through a situation that they do with the patients there and the children there, that you want them to have the best that they can have and have those opportunities. When I was tuned in earlier, you were talking about the camp.
Yes. You know,
the Miracle Maker. And
right.
Raising money for a camp opportunity, and me being involved in Boy Scouts for many years, we've always said it just with boys and Boy Scouts that summer camp can make a tremendous difference in someone's life.
Yeah, it really can.
Kids, let them experience things that they never get to experience.
And sadly, many of these youngsters have so few opportunities because of the treatments they're undergoing to be able to get out and go to a camp and act like a kid and do things like, you know, archery and canoeing and be on the lakes. It's more than just a vacation for them. It's a breath of actually being able to act like a kid for a while.
That is correct.
Well, Mills, we greatly appreciate the sponsorship from the folks at Carolina Fresh Farms. By the way, if you would like to see an example of what Carolina Fresh Farms grass looks like in a residential situation, you can swing by in front of Stately McLean Manor. It looks really good right now. It's all greened up, and backyard is filling in nicely as well, Mills, from the sod you put down there.
Well, we appreciate that. It's just a misfortune that it sounds like every year it does so well. So I guess we don't have the opportunity to resell you at this point. So perhaps
well,
one day.
Yes, we can but hope. Mills
Grant. Take the wedge out and take a few extra divots. How about that?
Yeah, I can do that because I certainly can launch a divot into the air too. Mills Grant with Carolina Fresh Runs. And by the way, you play some of the upstate golf courses, you'll probably see you're the beneficiary of some of their agronomy work there as well. Mills, thanks a lot for all the help over the years from Carolina Fresh Farms. We greatly appreciate it, buddy.
You're welcome.
Have a great evening. 6:30 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Take a break for the news at the bottom of the hour. Then we're going to finish strong with a final push in the last 30 minutes, the last half of the bonus hour, as we come up with these scholarships for these youngsters to go to the various GHS hospital camps. 877-719-5437. Give us a call now. Boy, we refer usually to the 5 o'clock follies as the most heavily commuted and heavily congested hour of the Bobby Mack Show, but the bonus hour may be trying to steal its thunder, pun intended, this afternoon. What a mess out there. Please drive carefully, obviously. Adjust your speed for the conditions. In a situation that is where you can have some speed at all, where you're not to just to stop dead. Welcome back. It is the closing half of the bonus hour here on Thursday, day one of our 11th annual GHS Children's Hospital Radiothon. Here is the number for you to use to help us send kids to camp. That's what we're doing in this hour. We are funding scholarships for youngsters, 40 of them, to be able to go to the various camps. 877-719-5437 is a number. We started this hour looking for 30 Miracle Makers, only $15 a month, or whatever one-time donation you feel comfortable giving. You can also make a contribution by texting GHS to 51555. Now, as I mentioned, these camps are really great. There are three separate camps, depending on which age child and their condition, what medical problem they are dealing with. But the scholarships that you provide allow these youngsters to attend one of the GHS camps for free. They include Camp Courage, Camp Love Along, and Camp Buddy. That one's named after Buddy the Bear, which is the hospital mascot. And the camps are especially designed and catered to these youngsters with special health care needs because they have, because of the medical condition they're dealing with, they wouldn't be able to attend a regular camp. And so that's why GHS put these together. It actually started with Camp Courage and now has expanded out to these three camps as well. 877-719-5437 is the number, or text GHS to 51555. We're trying to get 30 miracle makers in this hour, enough raising enough money to send 40 kids to camp. In all the situations that we run across when we meet with the families who bring their youngsters here to GHS Children's Hospital, it's interesting how many of them undergo a life-changing experience like that, like flipping a light switch. One day, everything is rolling along fine, and there are no problems, and the next, your life and the life of your child has been changed, maybe irrevocably going forward. And one of those cases that is a reflection of that is this story from Shay Vincent.
Easley, my daughter is Lainey Claire Vincent. She's 3 years old, and she is a leukemia patient at the GHS Children's Hospital. We noticed that Lainey started getting pale. We didn't think anything of it at first, but it didn't get better. Weeks later, we kept noticing she started getting tired. And my mom's friend is actually a nurse. She had gone by to visit. She said, no, you need to get her in now. We were able to get an appointment 2 days later. Her pediatrician said her hemoglobin was 4. The normal hemoglobin is supposed to be 14 or above. She's like, I don't want to upset you or anything, but we're sending her straight to the Children's Hospital Cancer Center. This doesn't mean she has cancer. They will take care of you there and they'll figure everything out. Her hemoglobin when we got there had actually dropped and it was in the 3s. She was very sick. They assured us everything was going to be okay and she was going to feel better and that we were going to get through this. It gave us peace. Dr. Bryant, who is one of our favorite doctors, came in with the news that you never want to hear. She said she's got leukemia. She has pre-B ALL, which is acute lymphoblastic leukemia. They started the game plan right then. She said, tomorrow morning, we're going to take her into surgery. We're going to put a port in, go ahead and give her her first dose of chemo and the spinal fluid because leukemia likes to hang out in the spinal fluid. And they weren't going to give the cancer a break. I mean, they were attacking it head on from the beginning. It was hard for Lainey at first. She was used to being a very active child. She's a tomboy. She runs around and plays and tries to keep up with her older brother. They're the child life folks at the hospital, and it is their job to keep Lainey active. And they would bring in crafts. They bring in guests and therapy dogs, and that's one of her favorite things is the therapy dogs. She actually started to have fun. I would like to say thank you to all the doctors and nurses and staff at the Children's Hospital. Thank you for taking the time to sit on the floor and play with her and to explain to her what's going on. Lainey especially loves Amy Page. She is the CNA on the floor of the inpatient part of the cancer center. She will actually bring her gravy biscuits from Hardee's in the morning when she comes in if she asks. She plays up and down the hallways with her. She races her in the little red Power Wheels Corvette. Lainey says when she grows up, she wants to be Amy Page. To all the doctors, nurses, and staff at the Children's Hospital, our family is forever grateful, and I cannot express in words how much we appreciate you. My name is Shay Vincent, and I believe in miracles.
This miracle moment was powered by City Arsenal, proud sponsor of the GHS Children's Hospital Radiothon. Call the Sky Zone Greenville hotline to donate now at 877-719-KIDS. That's 877-719-5437.
Here's something I bet you didn't know.
Every year, the Children's Hospital uses 81,000 diapers. We really need your help.
This Children's Hospital of Greenville Health System fact is brought to you by Reeves Construction.
You're listening to the Children's Hospital Radiothon.
Thank you.
On 106.3 WORD.
Phone number again, 877-719-5437. Or text your gift to just by texting GHS to 51555. You probably have heard the expression, there, but for the grace of God, go I. I certainly hope that you never find yourself in the position where you have to bring your child or one of your children to Children's Hospital, either in an emergency situation or for a treatment for something that you're not certain what it is. But isn't it a big feeling of relief to know that if you do, one of the best children's hospitals in America is right here in the upstate of South Carolina, and that is this one, GHS Children's Hospital. Take a quick break here and then be right back with more. 877-719-5437. Thanks again for all of your generosity and your help.
He's a ninny.
I feel kind of like Dabo Swinney in that I am soliciting funds for scholarships, but not for football players, for youngsters who would not otherwise have an opportunity to go to a summer camp. These camps that Greenville Hospital System, Children's Hospital, puts on each year are really terrific because, as I mentioned, these are youngsters that would not otherwise have an opportunity to go to camp. And this is part of what you may hear us talk about from time to time during Radiothon as the dream gap. And we mention that a lot. Essentially, the dream gap is kind of our wish list. You know, in your own personal budget, you may have necessities, and then you have things that are on your wish list. Well, it's no different here. It's the things that are above and beyond the current operating budget. They're things that can only be provided for the youngsters and the families that they serve through the generosity of the donations from the community, from people like you. And that's why we greatly appreciate every dollar that we receive. The Dream Gap items and services are largely things that are not covered by patient insurance. And some of them you might say, well, geez, you would certainly think that insurance would cover that, but they don't. And those things include things like the webcams that Dr. Haddad was talking about early in the program that they use in the NICU when you have a preemie baby that's born, and some of them are so small they can fit in the palm of your hand, for heaven's sake. The parents, of course, can't stay in the NICU 24/7 all the time. They have, you know, jobs they have to go to, but using these NICU webcams, they can use their smartphone and they can actually look and watch their baby while it's in the NICU. Toys and books in the various game rooms and play areas that they have for the youngsters to take their minds off the treatments that they're undergoing. The facility dogs, which we've mentioned numerous times today, they have four of them and are hopeful to be able to, maybe we'll be able to raise enough money this year, I hope, to be able to buy two more facility dogs. All of the youngsters universally that come through that we talk with are always enchanted with the golden retrievers and the golden mixes. One is a golden doodle that come around to see him while they're in the hospital. Specialized cribs, arts and craft supplies, and of course, as I mentioned, these camp scholarships that are so important because they give these youngsters an opportunity to get away. 877-719-5437 is the number. Become a miracle maker, only $15 a month. That's only 50 cents a day, or whatever one-time donation you feel comfortable with. And I mentioned throughout the course of the program today, it doesn't matter what the one-time contribution that you make is in terms of the monetary amount. Believe me, we appreciate each and every one. Cameron Jones from Greenville gave us a one-time contribution of $15. Thank you for that. Patty Mould from Jonesville, a one-time contribution of $30. Lauren Tomes from Simpsonville, a one-time donation of $5. Thank you. That is greatly appreciated as well. Mark Stewart from Boiling Springs gave us a $1,000 one-time contribution. Crystal Hamilton from Gaffney, a $5 contribution. James Miller from Greenville, a $25 one-time contribution. And I had a text message earlier in the day. Let me quickly see if I can go back to the text line and find that one because it referenced something that I wanted to mention earlier in the program. If I can get the text line to scroll down. Hang on just a second here. It looks like it's frozen up on me, but I can kind of paraphrase what the texter said. He essentially said, Bob, I don't know if you've mentioned him during the course of the program today, but I know he's been on your mind because he's been on mine, and that is Russ Castle and the contributions that Russ made to Radiothon over the years. Russ could be a bear, you know, with callers with whom he disagreed, but nobody that I've ever known in this business has had a bigger heart than Russ Castle. I can tell you this, at the conclusion of Radiothon every year, and he would never say anything about this, and he probably, looking down now, would be mad to have me mention it. But I can tell you that at the conclusion of Radiothon every year, Russ would always go over to the table where they do the accounting here and write him a personal check for $1,000. And he did that every year of Radiothon because that was another of his ways of feeling like he was contributing to Radiothon, although he made tremendous contributions over the years with his eloquence in soliciting your help for all the youngsters here at Children's Hospital. So I would be remiss if I let Radiothon go by without mentioning Russ. Got to wrap things up for today. Before I go, though, I want to mention one other thing. We don't have an opportunity too much during the course of Radiothon to mention some of the folks who also take care of us during Radiothon. The folks at La Peep who provide the breakfast for Tara and the folks in the morning. The folks from Frankie's New York Pizza who provide lunch. And the folks from Outback Steakhouse who provide the late lunch from 4 until 7. We greatly appreciate you taking care of all of us and all the volunteers who help to make this thing possible. And there are tons of them. You hear me a lot, but you don't see all of the heavy lifting that goes on behind the scenes. And we greatly appreciate all of the volunteer efforts to make this possible. We'll see you back here tomorrow, and we'll wrap it up as we take it over the $3 million mark. Thanks for all your generosity today. See you tomorrow. God bless.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.